fighting back against soybean seedling diseases. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network, or call 844-OWN-USED. As seed gets more expensive, a farmer wants every seed he plants in the field to become a productive plant. Dr. Allison Robertson, Iowa State University plant pathologist, will talk about preventing soybean seedling diseases right after this. Farmers and agronomists across the Midwest are reporting more problems with soybean seedling diseases in the spring, especially Phytophthora and Pythium. Dr. Allison Robertson, Iowa State University plant pathologist, says some of that is due to the earlier planting that is taking place.
Because they're planting earlier, it means they're planting into cooler soils. Oftentimes those soils are wetter. Also some of our production practices like minimum tillage, that tends to keep the soils cooler and wetter. In the past few years, our springs have been characterized by very up and down weather. You know, we've had good soil conditions for planting, and then all of a sudden a cold front has come through and we've just had this heavy precipitation and this drop in soil temperatures. And so it's kind of a combination of cultural practices but also weather conditions that have seen this increase in disease. That is probably why we're seeing this increase in diseases.
Robertson says there are steps farmers can take to protect the seed and improve stand establishment.
We might try some cultural practices, maybe some residue management, maybe some improved drainage with tillage, or try a seed treatment on that field just to protect that seed and to make sure it becomes a productive plant.
So is a seed treatment on soybeans a good investment?
If you're trying to plant early in the growing season and you're planting into cool, wet soils, then yes, my data has shown that a seed treatment is worth putting on. Sometimes it might just be insurance, but sometimes it'll help that stand establishment. If we're planting later into warmer soil conditions where those seedlings can germinate and come up very quickly, then I'm not sure that a seed treatment is profitable in those situations.
But Robertson says there is no magic bullet. She says it takes an integrated approach to manage the disease triangle.
At the end of the day, disease is all about the triangle. It's all about whether we have a susceptible host, whether the pathogen is present, and whether we get the right conditions for that disease to develop. And so you want to try and manage every side of that triangle to reduce your risk of losing yield to disease.
Iowa State University plant pathologist Dr. Allison Robertson. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.